It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson, Dan Austin and Dan Fieldsend. Amongst a cast of thousands, we're going to go to Cardiff. We've got that lined up. We've got ourselves Chelsea as they play Arsenal in a massive game, and a bit of Huddersfield. Elliot will be joining us in a minute or two. But we are going to start with that first game of the weekend. We are going to start with Newcastle versus Cardiff. Before we go over, though, to have a conversation with Bethia Phillips, view from the Ninian about Cardiff, we'll have a little chat about Newcastle first and foremost. It's strange, Dan Fieldsend, a game so dismal in prospect, televised game so dismal in prospect, ever been so significant so early. It already looks like a 6 point that's going to be defining for both clubs come the end of the season.
Yeah, and it's one that you mentioned earlier. You probably think Rafa's already looked at this. So even though, you know, going in against Spurs, they had as many shots on goal as Spurs. They actually, they could have, you know.
They played well.
Yeah, they did. There's no right or wrong way of playing. Spurs had all the ball, but they had as many chances. But as you said then, Neil, before the show started, he's probably already looking at Cardiff as one where he thinks he's going to win this, Rafa. And Cardiff as well, they haven't got Aaron Gunnarsson. I hope I said that right.
You did.
He's integral to everything they want to do. He's a proper Neil Warnock player. They've got Zahor up front, who's the big man. But yeah, it's looking like one for Rafa, this, isn't it?
You'd have thought with Rafa, Dan, you know, we've got such a fondness for him. We always will have. And last season, he got 2 points a game against those who finished beneath him. He just had his plan and he executed his plan. But it's hard to ask those players to go and do all that all over again with no prospect of anything different, with no prospect of any real change, with no hope on the horizon. The whole club seems so miserable.
Yeah, there's no fun involved with being a part of Newcastle United at the minute. I don't think whether you're the staff, the players or the supporter base, they'll stay up this season. They'll be absolutely fine come sort of mid-April, end of April, early May, but they're just not going to enjoy themselves. They'll get points in games like this. It might, you know, it'll probably be this weekend that they get a win, but it might not be. But whatever happens, you get the sense that they'll be fine getting over the line.